Blog Talk Radio.
To the code. I am your hostess, Imaj Alde. I have my co-host on the line, Medisa and Dre. What's up, good old black people?
Hey, 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 everybody. Happy Friday.
It's Friday.
Yes, it is. How y'all doing today? How did y'all week go?
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm great.
You sound hot again. You sound hot again.
I'm great. No, I'm just chill. Like I'm just chill. Yeah.
Dre, what is highlight to you?
Her tires been rotated again.
Gotta love y'all.
Okay. So tonight we are talking pre-Valentine's Day things and what caused people to have these savage, bitter hearts, and how do they get over it? We'll talk about that.
That's a good
drink
one.
I know, right? And I'll tell you why I got it in just a second. So we drink because we say inappropriate things because we are your inappropriate friends on a Friday night. I am currently drinking wine, and no, it's not white people box wine, it's just wine. So here's where today's topic came from. I was on the phone with my I have friends who are all over the world, okay? So I was talking to my friend in Thailand this morning. He called me, and he was just so excited to talk to me. I was like, Lord, you know, like I ain't talked to you last week. But, yeah, he always is so excited when he talks to me. And he's telling me about his woes in Thailand and how he's been. Now, keep in mind, he's gay. He is a gay black male. And he's dating Asian men, but he has a boyfriend. I was like, but you got a boyfriend, and you still busting down these Asian men? Okay. Hey. I'm judging you, friend. But he was,
oh, wow.
I bust him down and I throw him away. I feel like there is something wrong somewhere. So I asked my friend, like, what happened? What made you? Because you're not this person. You're not this bitter person. You are my bubbly, chunky, joyful friend.
Right,
and he was like, he's been hurt a few times. Yeah, that's my bubbly, chunky, joyful friend. And he's been hurt a couple of times while he's been out there in the Thailand and in China. And, you know, when he was in Bangkok for a little while, and he didn't like that part of Thailand, so he went to another part. I mean, he's been out there for like 3 or 4 years now, and he's like, I don't know what to do. So that's why I asked, what turns people into this? What makes them unlock their savage?
I think too many letdowns.
You know, like, somebody just didn't really broke their damn heart like this.
Yeah, just one person just did them in, you know. But I think for the most people, it's the letdown, because you know, you, everybody, especially when you allow yourself to still be open to, you know, having someone in your life when you've been through, you know, something else with another person. So I know for myself, there was a period of time where I was kind of like savage. Like, I didn't really care. Because it just seemed like every time I thought that this was a different scenario, or, you know what I mean, or I had done something different than what I'd done previously, then, you know, that it wouldn't be one of those situations where I ended up, you know, let down or whatever the case may be. So at one point, it just got to the point where I just didn't, like, care. And I was extremely savage. Like, I cared about no one's feelings. And that's not typically me. So, I mean, I think for a lot of people it's that. You know, you just keep setting yourself back up and hoping that this time around will be different. And then it ends up not being that way. So it just gets to the point where you're like, damn, when can I catch a break?
I agree. Trey?
Mine happened because I was engaged to the wrong person. And that was like a 7-year relationship that just drained the hell out of me. And she did me so dirty for a long time. And I mean, a long time. And that right there, with me and her going through that situation, it just turned me into a dirt bag, basically. My name is Mud back home. I was like, okay, if one person can do this, you know what I'm saying, and had me looking crazy, the next people have to do it. So, fuck it, I'm going to just do them the way they do me.
Understand that.
Well, you know what? I was like that. I was mean. After my first real life breakup, that somebody did me wrong, I wouldn't have liked me. Y'all wouldn't have liked me. Nobody would have liked me. Nobody. But guys were still trying to talk to me. I'd be like, dude, really?
Right.
So I was to that point, but it was because someone did me so wrong that I didn't think that, you know, anybody else would come along.
Right.
And so I was like, you know what? These dudes out here hurting girls. So I got them. I got their number. I'm going to hurt them too. So that's what I started to do.
I think at one time, it got so bad for me that I was talking like
6-7 niggas at the same time, like, to the point where,
boom,
I almost got myself caught up to the point where I had sent, like, a message, and I sent the wrong message to the wrong one, and I had a play it off. And I was like, I am not this person, so why am I allowing, you know, this to make me be that way?
That has never happened to me. No. I was not. I knew exactly who was what. I ain't never made that kind of mistake. So
it was one of those things where I had caught myself once before, and I don't know what I was distracted, and obviously, and I had to play it off. Like I played it off something terrible, but he didn't think nothing.
Don't
eventually, I was just like. I know, and eventually I was like, this is too much. I can't. I was like, I can't live like this. I was like, I don't even see how people do it. So that was my.
We do it.
I was like, I can't. I was like, I almost got caught up. Like, and I felt bad because I knew that I was doing it. I knew that I was being mean, and I knew I was being just like, whatever. So.
Well, I didn't feel bad in those moments.
I can understand that.
I
can understand
that.
I did. I knew I damn sure didn't. I felt great. I was like, I feel bad.
I did like the feeling of being in control.
You felt like what?
I like the feeling of being in control. I was running game. Like, I was literally running game to these niggas like they had ran game to me. So, yeah, I perfected my game. And it was just like, okay, I got this. All right, I know how y'all be doing this. So I'm going to lay that shit on just like y'all. So.
Girl.
I wasn't
shit.
I wasn't. Because I'd be lying. Like, I would just be straight up lying. I'd just lie. I'd be like.
I just told all types of lies.
I did. All kind of lies.
Tell me one of your lies. See if I can pick it up. Like, if I can be like. Girl, that's a bad lie. Like, what are
you telling that
lie for? What was one of your lies?
I faked it.
You did what?
Wow.
You faked it.
You heard me.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
Remember that one?
Oh, I did. It was awful, and I didn't know what else to do, so I just faked it.
Cold fella. He ain't even know.
Oh, yeah, he hadn't a clue. And I was just saying shit. I'm just like.
He was chanting. What?
Oh, yeah, I was lying. I was lying.
So he was,
and he was eating it up.
So I wonder why you was faking. And you was like, oh, yeah, whoever, this is good shit.
I can't even fake it, so I'm trying to figure out what you think. It was amazing.
She said it was amazing.
My, my ass off. But that was my, that was like,
just chilling.
I think I went through like a savage period. Like, I think I want to say it was like from 30 to, it was like in my 30s. It was like in my early 30s. I want to say to my,
I'm glad mine was in my
early 30s into my mid 30s. I want to say like 32 to like 35 or 36. Like I was just
wow. I was my 20s. I was in my early 20s.
I was in my 30s. I was like 21 to 25. No, I was in my 30s. Because I was always the one to be like, okay, I'm going to turn the other cheek. And I was like, no, hell no, I ain't turning the other cheek. I'm grade B. I'm grade B, the person. I'm grade B, the ancient person. But then it got to a point where I just had to tell the truth. I was like, you know what, this is just wrong. I was like, look, I can't even do this. Look, I ain't feeling it. And obviously you weren't feeling it
because you were faking it.
Well, that was one. You know, that was the biggest lie. And then I was like, okay, well, I just was honest one day. I was like, look, I don't want to talk to you no more. I told them all. I don't want to talk to none of y'all. Because I've been talking to all y'all. I said I ain't no better than the people who did the same shit to me, so let me stop. Don't leave me alone. Don't talk to me. Don't call me. Don't contact me, y'all. I don't even know how to be, y'all.
Yeah, I was a savage.
I'm a Mary Poppins shit for sure.
As I sit back and I think back over my life, no, I've never faked a single orgasm. No, I'm gonna get mine. I'm not gonna fake this shit because you're terrible. I'm gonna get mine one way or another. It might not be through you, but I'm gonna get it.
That's when you
what?
Call the other one.
What?
That's when you call the other one.
Damn. That's when you call the other one. Word.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, you know, Granddaddy said, keep you a pair and a spare, you'll never be lonely. I'm just saying.
He said what?
Keep you a pair and a spare, and you'll never be lonely.
I like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I had enough. But, you know, like I said, that was my mid-20s after I went through a bad breakup and a heartache and niggas ain't this and niggas ain't that and you hoes is good for one reason and one reason alone. No, I don't want to be your girlfriend. And didn't care. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
And, you know, pieces, things like that change your heart. It wakes up something that you didn't necessarily know was there.
Right.
And people don't realize it. And when you go around hurting people, you are fucking up people for a period of time. Sometimes it's hard for people to get over it. Like, I got friends now who are still bitching about some shit that happened to them 10 years ago. Girl.
Yeah.
Girl. He moved on.
Yeah.
You can too.
Right. That person got
so
a whole
what
ass
you say
life.
You went to LA anyway. Why don't you get you something new?
Right. Exactly. You complaining about the nigga anyway. No.
Yep. Dre. You have a fake one? You
fake
one?
No.
I was about to say, but you know what men do? Men have done this.
I had a homeboy said he did.
That's got to be, but I think the woman would know.
Well, if she don't know,
maybe she wouldn't. I would think that you would be able to tell a little bit easier. I don't know, though. I don't know.
I don't know. I ain't never experienced that. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But so I have some comments from the Facebook page from people who have woke up their savage. That's what we're gonna call it. So let's get to their comments on the Facebook page. Wait for my Facebook to come back up. Okay, wait a minute. Okay. So, I posted the question, what caused you to turn into a savage? Brian Branch says, I was born this way. I told him he was silly. Jermaine Gatsby, which I don't know you by that name. I know your government. That's not your government. He said he got his heart broken and that he never really recovered from it.
It happens. That's what happened to me.
Yeah.
But my thing is, is it harder for men to recover from a broken heart than it is for a woman?
I don't know.
I think it is.
It took me a long time. I had to sit there and actually realize that everybody wasn't like Kamika fucking coming.
Damn.
It took me forever to realize that. Yeah.
That
motherfucker sitting down. Oh, ass man. I was trying to fight for my fucking love. And she was like, basically, she was like, I like men with low cut hair and all this other bullshit. And I'm like, okay, bitch.
Damn.
So we got together. So you like my dress, this and the third. And so, me being me, I'm trying to change, just doing what I can, you know what I'm saying, to make this shit work. Because, shit, I done went out and bought a damn ring and that fucking thing. Then gave you the fucking engagement ring and shit, and then you want to act stupid. And then it took me a minute to wake up. Then when I finally woke the fuck up, I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit, man. I'm out of here. And I just damn snatched my ring off her damn finger. Like, I grabbed her hand, and I squeezing the fuck out of her damn finger, and then I just yanked my damn ring off trying to cut her damn finger. And I left.
I got my shit and I left.
Dang. I bounced.
Mm-hmm. And I left. Basically, got my shit and I said, let's go.
I said, I'm out of here. Fuck y'all.
Fuck these fools.
Yeah. And then after that shit, it was on and popping.
Popping.
And all I heard. Why you gotta be like that? Why you do this? Why you do that? Bitch, ask for me to come.
Damn. Yeah, it's, I don't know. It ain't nothing like getting your heart broke. You know what I mean? Just if a person ain't never experienced heartbreak on that level, like it changes.
Exactly.
It changes you.
Level,
it just does.
Fuck you up.
Oh yeah, I mean, and it's just like
fun and crazy.
If you ain't never experienced it, I swear you just won't get it. Like some people be like, you know, you can always tell people who haven't ever really had a extreme heartbreak or had, you know, they haven't had it happen to them like that because they're the first person to say, oh. Like, get over it. But if you ain't never experienced it, you can't really say get over it. or you can't say that you can't deal with it that way because everybody deals with being hurt, you know what I'm saying, and their heart being broken in their own way.
Can you get your mic off the phone?
Now what?
Can you please get your mouth off the phone?
We're asking on my mouth on the phone, but the phone's in the Bluetooth stop.
You laying down? What are you doing? Muffled.
My bad.
Jesus Christ. Okay, we got some more comments. Dana said, being screwed over by people one too many times. Erica says, bitch-ass niggas. Thomas said, trusting females when they say they are different from other women. Nicole says, tired of being used and a broken heart. Dwight said, I woke up and realized I was the nice guy because that's what I thought people wanted me to be. Life has been different ever since. I want them to put their savages away because they're good people.
And they will probably. They will at the right time. I think it just takes you to. You just got to find a way to get over it. And then eventually you'll just have to put yourself in, you know, you got to make yourself vulnerable again in order to hope that it goes away. And just hope that you don't become back, go backwards and become a savage again.
They don't want no positive savage. They don't want it to wake up.
Okay. Oh, you don't want to see her. She ain't nobody's friend. She ain't nobody nice. She don't want the old girl.
Okay, so we're going to move along to the next question on the
all right.
On the table. What? Wait a minute. Okay, I got to get to it. My screens are moving slow. I apologize.
Lord, no.
This tablet gonna make me fight it. So, okay. So this is a pre-Valentine's Day gift. What was the best Valentine's gift you ever received? The best.
The best Valentine's gift? I got an upgraded engagement ring.
You got an engagement ring for Valentine's?
An upgraded one. Yeah.
An upgraded one.
Yeah. He was giving me one and then he ended up giving me another one. Yeah. And I like it. But I pawned it. So that goes to show you how dear how well that went. What in the world? At Lord have mercy. Not.
Oh my God.
I can't. Dre, what's the best gift you got? Can't hear you. Did you mute your phone, Dre?
Okay, I'm like, where you go?
We had a room. It had this big ass jacuzzi in there, and it had little rose petals, and everything, little chocolates. That was super dope. Went out to eat, got drunk and shit, and came back and almost drowned in the damn pool.
Oh, damn.
Y'all almost drowned.
Well, I did, because I was super drunk, and that motherfucker was real big. And so my dumb ass, I was trying to lay up against the damn thing, and trying to damn, she was trying to straddle me, and then I slid down, and I started fighting for my life in that damn water. I was like, shit.
And it's bubbly and warm.
Yeah, man. Blue motorcycles, man. It popped the wheel on me.
Oh, shit.
Well, for a long time, I didn't get anything ever for Valentine's Day, ever. But then somebody sent me like 50 roses, and they sent them to me, and it was like, oh, I just wanted you to have this because I was thinking of you on Valentine's Day. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. So my daddy always got me stuff for Valentine's Day.
Is anybody looking forward to Valentine's Day?
Huh?
Anybody looking forward to Valentine's Day?
Are you laying on your phone, too?
Oh, it might be my, it's probably my headset, because I have my earphones in, and it's probably where my microphone was. Is that better?
That's what I was trying to tell her, it's the headset. She can't hear.
Is that better?
But it's because she ain't got an iPhone. She knows she's an Android lady.
Oh,
what?
She don't know about the iPhone.
But y'all keep having issues with your phones. I can't hear y'all. Red headphones. But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I don't know what I don't know what to expect or anything. I just know that I've been told don't worry about it. Stuff is coming in the mail.
Nice.
And that things are arriving to where they are daily. I don't know. They won't give me no hints or nothing. They won't give me no hints. And I ask questions. So I'm like, hey. So they'll say, something came in the mail today for Valentine's Day. And I'll be like, well, what is it? And it's like, what are you asking for? I mean, I'm just trying to ask what things going on. What is it? You know? I got questions.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what it is. I want to know. And it's like multiple things. It's not just, you know, one thing. I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's a what?
I said it's a lot.
You said it's a lot.
A lot.
I want to know. I hope they're not.
No.
I hope they ain't lying. I hate to have to choke somebody out on the weekend of Valentine's Day.
No. I feel like it's, that's right, because it's the 14th is actually Thursday. Oh, that's going to be interesting.
So, I mean, I'll be working at the radio station, so there's no real plans for Thursday for me. We're doing stuff on the weekend.
Yeah, I figure that most people probably will. I mean, I know. There, you know,
and that's
know what the plan
weekend,
is.
Too.
Oh yeah, sure.
I don't know what the plan is. I've just been told to come to show up. So I don't know. I don't know. It's like on Saturday, but we're actually on Saturday. We are going out to eat, but we have to flip a coin because it'll be between seafood and this place called Moot and Brews. So. And I know that doesn't sound romantic and all that, but it's somewhere I wanted to go.
Because no, it doesn't. No, It's wherever you want to go. Like, if I feel like you get what you want on that day, that's romantic, you know? So, whatever it may be.
Okay. New and Brewed has this bison burger with goat cheese that I am, like, dying to try. So, because I've never had bison. So, I think I'm going to do that. I think that's what I want to do. I mean, I can have seafood pretty much all the time. Wait a minute. My phone stopped breaking up under me. But yeah. Yep. I'm excited. I'm always excited about food. Maybe that's the fat girl in me. I don't know. But I'm always excited about food.
Me too.
So, yeah, I'm excited. I always want to dress up and look pretty. I'm going to follow. Even if I'm eating hamburger or bison, whatever, I'm going to dress up and be cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm playing Words with Friends, too. Sorry.
Oh.
But this is the first time in a long time I've been excited about Valentine's Day. I just didn't get, like I said, I didn't celebrate it. I had horrible.
Yeah, I'm not. I used to celebrate, but I don't know. I'm kind of like nervous, but like I don't know.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I feel nervous. I don't know why.
Right.
I don't know why.
I don't know why I'm nervous, but I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
She's nervous.
I am. I don't know why, though. Like, it's weird. It's weird. It's a weird feeling.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you expect someone to do something for you for Valentine's Day? Or is it more of what he do for me all year round? For he ain't got to do for me on Valentine's Day.
No, I have an expectation that there should be something. You know, it may not be observed to the, you know, the way in which I observe it. You know, but I'm a go all out person. So you know what I mean? Like I don't have the same expectation that it'll be made like a super, super big deal. Like, I make it a super, super big deal, and I do, you know. But if you're going to acknowledge it, it'd be great. It needs to come from a, you know, a good, genuine place.
I don't know what, like I said, I don't know what to expect. I don't know. I don't know. Okay. What am I doing with the next question? Best Valentine's Day. Where's the other question? Oh, the third question. Wait a minute. Where did it go? Which way did it go, George? Which way did it go? Okay, I said, we've all suffered some type of broken heart. How did you deal with it, and did you become bitter, or did you heal properly? We got some comments on here, too, on this question. It's okay. Why are you not coming up? Okay. So, how did you, well, I know that we became savages, but after we became these savage people and we realized we were wrong. How did you get back to normalcy for yourself and your happiness?
For me, it was one of those things where I just started feeling bad. Like, I'm like, this is not who I am, so why have I allowed these situations or these people to have affected my life in such a way to where it changes my behavior? Like, I realized I had given the pain of being hurt and the feeling of being disappointed, I had given it, you know, and all that mistreating, I had given that too much power in my life. And so it was, I needed to take the power back and not allow myself to be a victim of the shit that I had been through. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's how I just had to flip it around, because I realized that I was living a life that wasn't me. I was being somebody that I wasn't. You know, I'm not a mean-spirited, hateful person, but I was like I did not care. Like, and I had to look at it like karma's real. Like, so whatever you dish out in this universe, you're going to get that shit back one way or the other. It may not come back to you the way that you dished it out, but you're going to get it back. So two wrongs don't make a right. So I needed to check myself. You know what I mean? Because I was putting myself in a worse situation by trying to be on a get back mission. And I ended up hurting myself in the long run because I was trying to hurt somebody else instead of just dealing with it the way I knew how to deal with it, the right way. Let it go and just move on and expect that every dog got their day.
Not every dog got their day. Well, I well in like in all like I had to just self reflect on me, because I was like, this is me. This is not them. This is me. I have to get over it. And so I just kind of just, you know, just kept to myself. I let go of the ones I was doing wrong because I didn't have no intentions of doing right with them, no way. So I let them go. I just went on about my happy little life and just lived until I was, like, better. Like, I was feeling comfortable enough or happy enough to, like, okay, you know, So I think I'm better. I think I'm better than not bitter anymore.
Yes, that is such a great feeling to be better and not bitter. That's it.
Dre, are you still bitter?
No, I changed. The shit I used to do when she would do me dirty, when Mika would do me fucking dirty and shit, and then after we broke up, the savage person I was. These chicks today couldn't stand a chance. Because from 97 up to like, shit, 2003, 2004, yeah, they'd have been mad at me. They would have been, I probably would have got shot by a chick by now. Because I was here alone.
Oh, Lord. You would have got shot.
Oh, damn, not fatal attraction.
They'd probably shot me because they couldn't. They wouldn't have been able to deal with the shit I was on. Because I was so damn.
Oh damn!
I was like, I was at the point in my life. I was like, man, fuck this shit. Fuck them and leave them alone. I hit the dogs and call them. fucking.
Oh, dang. He was over there selling pipe drinks. He was out in the street selling pipe
drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Nah. That was just me.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that. Y'all won't fucking hear me dirty. And I was like, yeah, because I was like, I'm at the point like, okay, if one can get me, the other one can get me too. And it's not going to fucking happen.
Nobody out to get you.
And then I met that one. They calmed me the fuck down. And she sat there and talked about it. And we talked about it. And she got me to express what the fuck was going on and why I was acting the way I was acting. And then I told her. We sat there. We talked some more. And then I realized I was not time to fuck. Just like Medisa said, it was like, I don't need to be doing this shit. And that's why when I'm in a relationship or I start talking to a chick, and then the first thing they say, you go be with them other hoes. You got me fucked up. You think I'm one of them other bitches to fuck with? Nah. You don't want to be out in these streets doing what I was doing back in the day. Trust and believe.
Right.
Because if I do, you're going to be really mad because back then,
right.
You know, it wasn't no fucking texting. you had to fucking call. And if you didn't call, you wasn't there, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could have put my phone on airplane mode and I'm gone. You won't see me for about 3 or 4 days.
Right.
You can ask, I got witnesses. You can ask my mom and my sister and two of my homeboys. They know what it was. Nika would piss me off. That Monday, I would leave, go to the crib, I would sit there and play the video game for about 2 or 3 minutes, maybe a couple hours, get the damn phone, but man, fuck this shit, I'm going to Wilmington. And I would just pack up and leave. And I'd be gone for like 3 weeks, and she wouldn't know where the fuck I was at. Then I'd get back, and then my mom would be cussing me out when I walk in the door. And I'd be like, hey, mom, what's up? Where the hell you been? That bitch been over here all damn day this week. Asking about you, knock on the goddamn door. She cussing me out because she done been over there. She didn't know where the fuck I was. And I was dipping. Now, if I was to start, like, you know what I'm saying, dating one of these chicks now, and then they piss me off, and I can get away, and I'm going to Wilmington, they wouldn't be able to handle it. Because back then, you know what I'm saying, that word, go be with your one of them other hoes, I really was going to be one of them other hoes. You did. That's why I said that motherfuckers, and I've been trying to tell people this shit, like, they think social media really got shit fucked up. Because they think, like, especially females, they think just because a female comment on your post, or they like a post that you did, or you know what I'm saying, you take a picture with somebody at a party or a cookout or whatever, just because y'all took a picture, it's swept down.
Y'all kissing.
No, you know how you be taking pictures and shit when you go to parties and shit with people that you know what I'm saying? And then this other thing, you know, the chick you dating or talking to, she done magically done cast your dick and then put it inside this girl and all you did was take a picture. Or all you did was just like the comment that she said, or you responded with a comment, and then somehow or some way, it's going to be considered flirt. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, man, nah. That shit, again, yeah. If we'd had Facebook and all that bullshit back then, I know good and damn well. I mean, again, shit. Me and her, we probably wouldn't even made it as long as we did. You need to go be with them other hoes. You got me fucked up. Okay, I'm going to be with other hoes.
Hey, Lord.
Then you mad because you told me to go be with the other hoes, and I went to be with the other hoes, and now you mad. She told me to stay the fuck home.
That's too much. That's too much. I cannot. Any other comments? Melissa, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Wait a minute.
You're a little high pitched
there. I'm here. You doing something new, folks? There you go.
No.
What was you doing?
Oh, no. Sometimes high pitched there, buddy.
Stop.
Lord, how much the last 40 minutes is going to be about you and this laugh.
Huh?
Must be his last night. He must be going back tomorrow.
No, not tomorrow.
When is Sunday or Monday?
Another week.
Another week?
Jesus.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. That's 3 weeks.
Oh, no.
So what the fuck?
Oh, my Lord.
Don't be calling me in 6 weeks telling me no, I'm sorry.
No story.
You know how babies is made. Uh-huh. The longer you stay, the more prone your ass is. Okay, you laughing, girl.
Girl, don't be putting that in the world. Don't be putting that in the atmosphere.
Ain't y'all having sex and shit?
A whole lot of it.
So you put that off into the atmosphere, didn't it? Just because I said it don't mean it wasn't already out in the atmosphere. Y'all better get it together.
Nah, it's all good.
I cannot, Lord. I cannot. Poor little fella. Poor little fella.
Yeah, right. I said, no, he's all right. He's perfect.
And he did it from his mouth.
There you go. Trust me. Trust the story.
No. No, first person saying, trust me. No, don't trust that motherfucker. No.
Oh, God. I'm telling you, it's all gravy.
So he's staying for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Right?
Next week.
Who talks about that? So how's Jasper dealing with him?
Oh, he like him. He be taking him and doing taking him out and doing that. So he's head over heels. And somebody else to harass.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. That's funny.
Girl. I'm just chatting.
That's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
No, you're high as hell.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
Medusa.
Huh?
Medusa, who are you talking to?
I'm being for real. I'm being for real, friend.
Medusa Jane.
For real. I can't. You did not just say that.
Medusa Jane.
I cannot.
That's your country name, Medusa Jane.
Why is that so funny to me?
That's one of your new names.
I don't know. I got like 12.
Yeah, every week you gonna get a new one. Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
MJ.
That's too much.
MJ.
Wow.
Oh. And Medusa Jane. MDJ.
I can't. I cannot with you.
Just out. Mercy be just out here, Lord.
Where are the mother two peoples at? They ain't work tonight.
I don't know. I told Ron to wake up. Him no wake.
Ron probably
drunk. Ron's been drunk all day.
I did tell him at
9
o'clock
like
this morning he
could
have a drink.
Oh, yeah. Ron's drunk then. You already know it.
He off on Friday, too. He's telling you he's doing his training this morning.
For that other person.
Dear Lord.
What did he say?
He said for that other person. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, here we go. Oh, Jesus. It's right behind.
Heard you got that fire. Sorry. That's funny.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
What?
I'm watching Martin.
Wow.
Little Wayne. It's okay. It's true.
Really?
No, seriously, it is. It's been unseasonably chilly. It was like 30 degrees this morning.
Girl, you don't hush your mouth.
Yeah, really cold. It's really cold. It's even warm right about now.
What?
Here, like, the high is normally like 70. It's been like 60 or 50. 59, 55, 60. It's only like 70 around this time of year. And it's like low. The lows are like in the 30s.
Well, we had a nice week. It's going to be cold the rest of the weekend. But we had a nice week. We was in the 70s, almost near 80.
Nice.
We had good weather.
That is good weather.
Everybody gonna have pneumonia.
I don't mind. We were 75 yesterday.
Dang.
And the crazy part was it was 75 here, and then I know my cousin and a couple of my homeboys down there in Charlotte, it was 80.
Dang. I know it was almost 80 in Georgia. I heard.
Yeah, it was like 81 in Georgia, because my friend, she called me, she was high as shit.
What?
Oh, my bad. I was listening to looking at the BTK video. Girlfriend.
Oh, so you singing R. Kelly?
Well, no, that's BTK.
R. Kelly wrote that song.
Well, son of a bitch.
Oh, somebody messaged on the tab. Oh, I don't know what that is. That was email. So let me ask y'all this. We're about to be real sidebarish. So what do y'all think about this Boomerang series that's coming on BET starting next week? You ain't even seen it. It ain't even came out yet.
I don't give a damn. You ever notice every remake or reboot they do, it always wind up being fucked up. And then on top of that, the dude is supposed to be playing Eddie Murphy. That's the dude from Everybody Hates Chris, the younger brother.
He's not playing Eddie Murphy's part. His name is Byron. That was Master Styling. I think these are the children of them. I think that's what they're doing.
I was kind of like, okay, I want to see. I'm interested to see how that's going to work out.
Me too.
It's on BET and it's going to be fucking terrible. They're going to do something to fuck it up.
Fuck it up.
And they're going to do it just like the fact that VH1 has the best show for hip-hop, the damn break. What they do, BET, bad to get it. Then the dude swapped it and put it on BET. The shit ain't been out in 2 years now.
Oh, dang.
It ain't been on since. Everybody's like, man, fuck BET. This is the dumbest shit ever. They just named the shit in BET the damn Tyler Perry. It's called Tyler Perry's face. Because all they do is show his damn shows and damn movies every day.
They show Black-ish too.
And only they doing that because it got good ratings.
I watch Black-ish. It's just a rerun.
I know. That's why I said only they doing it because it got good. It did have real good ratings. And so they chose the damn rerun so people can then try to just catch up. They didn't have never seen the show, but y'all going to check out Black-ish on BET and see what it's about if I can get caught up. And that right there give them a little bit of rating. Man, these people are full of shit. You know what I'm saying? The mama took it in the basement.
What in the world? Well, I'm sorry.
I ain't going to front, though. I'm eager. I really want to see what the Soul Train shit going to be like. Since they supposed
well, it's already on. I just watched it.
I'm gonna check it out. I'm gonna check that out and see what it's about. But that no, they need to leave Boomerang alone. That shit was a classic. Yeah.
Getting old in these streets. So tired, Jesus. But they redid the movie What Women Want with
They always be doing something.
Oh, yeah, they put Taraji in there.
They done ran out of so much shit, they don't know what the fuck to write no more. That's why you notice a lot of the B movies is coming out are real fucking good. And then the Hollywood just be remaking. Let it go.
But yeah. Don Cornelius and Gladys might have something going on.
I don't know. I know he used to get real jittery when she was around, when she would be on the show. And you know how some dudes, like, they just can't stop grinning when they get around their crush and certain shit like that. Yeah, he used to be real happy when she came on the show. But it was like that, too, with, how much the game called Patty LaBelle.
Right.
You know how Mr. James can tell Patty. You remind me of Patty LaBelle. Mr. James was 50.
Patty LaBelle. So I got these boots, Madifa.
Oh, God.
And, girl, they come all the way up to, like, right up under my knee.
Girl.
Me and them little boots.
Girl.
Bad of pain. Me and them boots. That's why I'm putting them back in their
box. Girl.
Oh, okay. I plan on wearing them next weekend for the Valentine's.
All right, now.
Yep.
Right now.
Yep. Don't nobody call. No nothing. I'm going to be putting my butt on somebody's wrong sign.
You're okay.
Yep. No, Medisa, you're not putting your butt on nobody else's phone, son.
Damn, I need to sit your ass down. Spot your ass down.
Right, all the way down.
Ay. Come on now, guys.
All the way down. Mm-mm. You've done too much. Too much. All the O's in the too much.
I was looking forward to being on here tonight with Ron. I know he has a sad story.
I don't know what's going on with Ronald.
He's drunk, I'm telling you. He's so drunk. He's sleep. You know, he's
so
old
drunk.
On top of that.
He's
drunk asleep in here. I said, plus he old as hell, so, you know, he falling asleep early.
That's old.
I don't know. I'm eating my fruit now that was in my wine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. It's good. I'm excited about a lot of things that's coming up in the next few months too. I'm excited about my birthday. I'm excited about getting me a tan. Yep. I'm excited. What's something y'all excited about in the course of the next few months? Y'all excited?
No.
Oh, look.
On the way to Medusa going, she probably fuck around being married.
Man, if she called, let me tell you this. If I get a quiet message that says, hey, friend, and it's going to be like, I need to talk to you. I'm going to tell you like this, huh? I'm going to listen. But if it's 6 to 7 weeks from now, I'm already going to say, is you pregnant? I ain't gonna let you just tell me. I'm going to ask questions. Is you pregnant? You having a baby? You having a baby?
No.
Did you elope? Did you get a ring somewhere in these 2-3 weeks?
That two-week vacation turned into 3 real quick.
Yeah, it did. So we was like two weeks. Okay, 2 weeks. 3. He gonna mess around. He gonna be down there to March 1st.
Girl.
Did the man at least bring a change of drawers? That's what I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Did he got some extra clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right. He's gonna have to go buy some stuff.
That's what I'm about to say. Did he have to pull with me and go buy some? Because I remember one night where that chick called me and she's like, you need to come on down here to Willis. I dipped and didn't have no clothes. Stayed on that motherfucker for 2 weeks. Shopping like hell. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it that you sound hot as hell? I need to understand. You sound hot and slow. What? Who hot and slow at the same time?
You better focus.
I'm just chill. No, I'm for real. I'm really just like kind of chill. Just I don't know. It's weird.
Yes, chill. And let's settle down. That's what I wanna do.
I'm just like floating on a cloud or something, you know. Okay, here I am. I'm chilling.
I'm living my best life.
That is not a happy feeling. What you just said, you living my best life. Sound like a drunk walking down the street.
Yeah, I'm a little faded. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. How about
just
a whole lot of it?
No. I'm just a little bit. Just a tiny, teeny bit. Oh, my God.
What are you laughing at, old Sarah? What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because you keep saying,
Right. Talk to her. Because I gotta step away for a second. So, talk to her. Talk to her.
Why you gonna leave me with this neck? Hey, Medusa. Did you like how I was blowing your page up?
What you do?
Oh, I blew her page, slam up.
Oh, this one, yeah, I said this fool.
I said, I got stuck with him. I was bored. So you bought that on yourself.
I know, I said, who in the hell? I said, oh, Lord, here he go. I got a fool.
Posting romantic pictures and shit.
Romantic pictures. You crazy.
Lord.
I know.
What you gonna do when he leave though? Are you gonna have a fit, or you gonna have another breakdown.
No, I'll be okay.
You gonna cry in the car?
I ain't got no choice but to be okay.
You gonna cry in
the
car?
I'll be a little sad, you know. It might take me a minute to kind of like get myself in the right. What you say?
You gonna cry in the car?
I'm gonna cry. I'm gonna cry. Period. Just cry.
You're gonna do no crying.
I'm gonna be sad. I know I am.
So what you gonna do next? You gonna go out there, spend time with him. He can show you his city.
Yeah, that's the next move. Yeah, that's how it'll be next time around.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, so.
At least you're trying. You're really trying. You're putting your best foot forward.
I'm trying. Some days it's rough, but, you know.
Can I deal with you, though? And then Ron, that's like you didn't join in on the conversation this morning because you was busy. Well, Ron was taking a test. You were busy. So Ron was taking the test, right? And the dude was he was listening to you take the test, man. Oh my God, his voice was so damn irritating. That shit was so fucking funny. And Ron was like, "I'm about to fall a damn sleep. This don't make no damn sense." That was hilarious.
What y'all talking about?
Medusa over here tripping.
She's
tripping.
Oh, Lord.
I'm not either.
She's tripping.
Sorry, I had to step away. But I'm back, bitches. I gotta find me some socks. But yeah, that's funny. You know what? I was thinking about my friend in Thailand. I was just thinking. Now, being that he's jiggly. He said that they call you napong, which means you're fat or whatever. But I said, why would you want to stay in a place that borderline bullies you?
Right.
I wouldn't want to stay nowhere like that. I love it. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to. Neither one of us. But yeah. I hate it that I'm tired. Like, I'm like legit tired.
I know, me too. More out.
This is one of them times. I'm not going to let you ignore me. I am not. You could have slept every night. I could have.
Okay.
I did something wrong when you said this is funny.
You could have slept every night with bed. Okay.
Yeah.
Now she's got a little piece of weenie in the bed. She got to stay up all times of the night.
I know. And the way she said it, dude, I was
Ain't come to us since last Friday.
Come on now, y'all.
Got a man. See how she do drinks. She went and got her man and whatnot. Forgot her people.
Never.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl.
No.
You ain't gonna
say.
Yeah, girl. I'm gonna get me a boyfriend. I'm change up on people too.
I'm not changing up.
I'm change up on everybody too. I am. Get me a boyfriend. I ain't gonna laugh and kiki the same. I'm gone. I ain't gone. I'ma take weeks off. He gonna stay for 3-4 weeks at a time. Like he ain't got no job or nothing.
Oh yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I'm gonna get on the
edge. I'ma start giving out love advice. And then when he looks at me, I get butterflies.
So pretty, so pretty, so pretty, so pretty.
Jay, did you see it when she said that he gets the butterflies like Michael Jackson and Chloe?
Lord.
No, you didn't say it. Oh, man.
I'm going to need you to go peruse her timeline.
Yeah, I was fucking with her yesterday, hard.
Yeah, he was harassing
me. She posted that little picture of them, too. That lovey-dovey picture.
What lovey-dovey picture?
Oh, you slipped. You missed
it. Wait a minute, world. Wait one second.
I got gifted her ass to death yesterday.
What? Wait a minute. Lovey-dovey picture. Come on, Facebook. You got to move faster than this.
You're moving too slow.
See, Dre said you posted a lovey-dovey picture.
What lovey-dovey picture?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. That was Dre. That was the Boston Room Butterfly. It was, and you went on there and see like 9,000.
There goes my baby.
Y'all stop that.
I had to sing it in my Usher voice.
Mhm.
Had to put it in my Usher voice because she walking around singing now, Dre. She's singing love songs.
Mhm.
Let me find. That leads me to believe she just might be in somebody's love.
Mm-hmm.
You walking around singing love songs and stuff.
I'm just chilling.
Say it one more time. And I'm going to defrost you.
Oh my goodness.
What in the world? What is wrong when you meet him? I'm going to tell him.
Mom, you know this episode left, that she just sitting around here chilling.
I am. Vodka.
Oh,
Why are you deviating from your white people box wine? Now, you know you don't drink nobody's hard liquor.
I only took a couple shots.
And that's
but
why
she
relaxed.
Yeah, I'm so
she's
chill.
So relaxed.
I think I should do this.
And she's so
I think
chill.
I should more often. Drink good stuff, because the other stuff makes me have a giggle.
Yeah. We like Betty Rubble.
She ain't going nowhere. She just had a little bit of Brontosaurus juice.
Chad Brontosaurus
juice. She had a little bit of Brontosaurus juice.
Brontosaurus juice.
You know,
exactly.
You know how they be, you know, on the Flintstones, how they be saying that they be having like Brontosaurus eggs and what? Okay, never mind.
Brontosaurus. That's funny. So. So I'll make a decision if we'll have a show next week. I'm not sure yet. Depends on what my plans may be. Because I have to drive somewhere on Friday, and I might get stuck in traffic. Because it's All-Star Weekend, and I'm having to go to Charlotte. So yeah.
All right.
So, I don't know. I'll decide. I'll let you all know by Wednesday evening if we'll have a show or not.
All right.
Medisa, I want you to get it together.
Don't stop, get it. Don't stop, get it. Oh, that was last week.
I'm sorry. I started dancing. I started popping my boobs. Hey. But I want you to get it together. And stop drinking stuff that you ain't supposed to be drinking.
Red box white wine ain't gonna taste the same when they can
red
box of white wine. You're gonna be like, what the fuck is that doing in there? What
in the world? He is a full-blown drunk at this point. He's drinking hard liquor. Young girl,
This is the same
chick that can't take no shot. But she's sitting around here drinking bottles of vodka now.
I only took like two.
Who is this person? Be good to each other.
Yes,
Valentine's Day. I hope everybody gets everything they want or need or want and need. So, yeah. Good night, everybody. I'm about to be
yes,
a white
people.
Woman.
Good night, good people.
Bye, y'all.
Good night.